Today, I want to chat about three key things I believe really build an authentic brand and a few of my favorite tips on how you can really start to incorporate this more in your messaging, your marketing, your conversations, and maybe even your offers. I think at the end of the day, creating an authentic personal brand is really about making a set of decisions on how you are going to allow your audience to basically bring a magnifying glass to the table and really get to know who you are on a personal and a professional level. Whether you're a business owner, whether you are a professional in your industry, we all have a personal brand, which is really kind of like the set of stories that we allow to be a part of our regular conversation or our origin story. And we'll definitely talk about how to build your brand origin story very, very soon. But let's go ahead and dive into the three key things that I think are really important to make sure you consider and you incorporate when building and continuing to refine your personal brand.
You're listening to the Ambitious Living Podcast. I'm your host, Verita Natalie, aka the Fairy Brand Mother, and I'm an intuitive brand and marketing strategist for visionaries of color. This is my corner of the internet where I host real conversations with professionals of color in business and influence that you need to know. Here, you'll learn about business, spirituality, wellness, relationships, and anything that empowers us to live our most ambitious lives. Grab your wine, weed, or water, and let's chat.
So I've been the Fairy Brand Mother as a title that one of my clients actually helped me come up with for quite a few years. And I always have really had a passion for approaching branding and marketing, kind of like a lot of fun and being a little goofy with it, because I feel like it is something that when you're taught, or at least the way I was taught it in more of a traditional standpoint when I was in college, it can feel really stuffy, even sometimes outdated. And even though you can totally understand, and we even see examples today of how traditional marketing and branding strategies can and will work, sometimes that's just not the route you want to take. I think that we often can put ourselves in like a corner and feel like we have to do things in one specific way, whether it's because we admire another entrepreneur that has hit the accolades that we would like to hit, or we've seen someone grow their career and, climb the ladder in their industry in a way that we would love to, or, now they're getting dream jobs and dream clients and just having these experiences that we really, really desire for ourselves. So I really want to remind you that at the end of the day, like, you get to decide what you do and do not prescribe to you. You get to decide what strategies are and are not for you. And obviously I do still encourage you, do a little trial and error here and there, but when you know it's not for you, move on. Don't force it. Don't criticize yourself or make it seem like you are the problem. So this is why I'm saying when it comes to building an authentic brand, these are three things that I think are really important to make sure you are weaving into, again, your conversations, your offers, your marketing, and really just owning at the end of the day. Because if you really lean on these and you find a way to incorporate them, whether it's, in a consecutive way, or, you kind of bounce between all of these things, making sure that you take time to really identify what this means to you, how you can speak to it, and also how it plays a role and, kind of marries together with the professional, goals you have for yourself or offers that you have, or again, even the skill sets that you were wanting to continue monetizing, be it in a business or in a, 9-to-5 traditional workplace setting, or again, a little bit of both. Here we go. So the first thing is intention. I think intention is something that we don't really give ourselves enough time to really think about, because yes, at the end of the day, sometimes the intention behind building a personal brand is, we want to start something new or we want to monetize in a new way. But I think it's really important to understand, why do you want to cultivate an authentic brand that is magnetizing, that is bold? And most importantly, why are you in a space where you want to empower yourself to share more about yourself? I think we all should have the fucking audacity to want to do these things. And if you're listening to this podcast, then you are likely in a position where you're ready to really step things up, or, you've built a brand in the past and it felt really good, but you've matured a little bit, you've grown up a little bit, and it's kind of like, where do I restart? Because you don't need to start fresh, you don't need to start from ground zero, but you need to start somewhere. So going back to the intention into why you have a brand, why you want to make yourself known, and basically, like, why do you want to create and own this soapbox for yourself? I think really giving ourselves an opportunity to identify this is always kind of like a nice reminder. It can be a nice fire under our ass sometimes, but I think this also brings us back to who we are, and it really just reminds us why we do what we do, like in the most simple way possible. I also really urge you, when you are identifying the intention and the reason you want to build this brand, this business, you want to make a change, you want to make your voice known, I really want you to dive deeper than like, I want to help people. I really want you to dive deeper than like, I feel this should be heard and said. Ask yourself, I want you to connect it to a personal reason, a personal story, a personal moment in your life where you were genuinely moved and recognized this needs to happen, and I am willing to be the individual to do it, or, you know, even to be a part of something and a part of change that can contribute to XYZ, you know, issue, XYZ experience, XYZ topic. There's so many different things, which is why I'm kind of trying to be vague, because like there is no one way to identify what your intention is. It's really just about sitting with yourself. And I would say first, ask yourself, what are the goals? What are the things I'm looking to accomplish? And then again, go back to why. Why do I want to do this? Because sometimes I feel the goals that we're setting, they're kind of cute. They're kind of small. And when we take time to be like, oh yeah, why am I doing this again? And we really sit with that reason. And we, you know, almost take ourselves back to the moment where we first realized, holy shit, I need to do something with this information. Holy shit, I need to help people in this way. Holy shit, this message needs to be put out there and people need to understand and get more of this information. There was a fire under our ass. There was a, you know, depending on, you know, your human design authority, I would say, like there was a ping, there was a whisper, there was something you felt and something that resonated with you that was like, holy shit, this has to happen. So give yourself a moment to really go back to that and just like meditate on like what that reason is. And I would also even take it a step further, maybe write this down, maybe journal on it, or maybe even, you know, find some clips that kind of resonate with this concept and this idea and put them in spaces where you can see them. That way you remember why you're doing this. Most importantly, I think it's really powerful for us to not only remember like why we're doing this, but that we are capable. Oftentimes we are in a position right now, we feel quote unquote stuck as we are refining our brand, as we are getting ready to, you know, pivot or jump towards new goals that we have, because we feel like we can't do it. And I really want you to also remember where you were when this intention, this fire first hit, this, you know, aha moment really came to you. And I really want you to reflect on where you are now, how you have grown since then. And remember that you, even if you were just one, you were 1, 5, 10, 20, 50 steps ahead of the person, the version of you that first realized I need to do this. So you already have so many great things that you can speak to just because you have had that aha moment. You have likely, especially again, if you're listening to this podcast, you've likely already taken steps towards becoming that leader, advocate, business owner, you know, employee, leader, insert title here. You have already taken those steps to make this happen. That's why you might have, you know, a little imposter syndrome, which I think gets to the best of us. That's like, well, is this good enough? Is this how I want to approach it? Am I actually in a position where I'm even ready to start my personal brand in the first place? I promise you are. And I really, again, just want you to go back to the intention behind it. Okay. The second thing that I think is really important when building an authentic brand and putting yourself out there or even refining and touching things up is making sure you take time to ask yourself, what are my interests right now? What appeals to me right now in this moment? Or, you know, even those deep-rooted things that like I'm always going to love, because people don't just want to know what you're doing and all of the things they know. Like, people want to know who you are at your core. People want to know if you're a nerd, if you're a bougie fashionista, if you're a witchy bitch. Like, people genuinely love understanding how we are multifaceted individuals and what layers we are multifaceted with. We all are extremely creative individuals. We all have lived so many different types of life, in different environments with different perspectives, different cultures, things like that. And we have so many interests, whether they are topics, hobbies, activities, what have you, that we've picked up along the way that also are part of what makes us tick, are part of what gives us our perspective. And I think it's really important that, you know, even if we're not honing in on this every single day in our content, and, you know, it's not, you know, part of our personality, quote unquote, in the sense that like we're really, really hitting hard on this. I think it's still important to take time to ask yourself, like, what interests me? What are things that I can talk with my audience about on a personal level that don't just pertain to the ways in which I can serve them, in ways in which I am monetizing, or even in ways that, you know, I am actively, quote unquote, working. We all need a moment to just chill and to just be human. So I really encourage you to ask yourself outside, again, of number one, your intention behind showing up, behind building this brand, behind making your presence known. What are the things that also make you tick? What makes you you to the point that you have all of these opportunities to have conversation and connection with other individuals? This is always something that I love going back to, because when I really first started to dive into branding, I was helping mainly at the time wellness coaches, and they often felt like, you know, I'm just boring. Like there's nothing really exciting about my life. And I'm like, okay, you may say that, but then outside looking in, I see this mother of three that was told you may never have children naturally, but because you got your health in order, because you were able to hit certain goals and you were able to build consistency and essentially change your body, you now have had more than the amount of children you ever even dreamed of. On top of that, you're this amazing, anime-loving, hard-working nurse that has this beautiful life. And yes, some of that was an example, some of that was pulled from real life. But again, like my point here is we are living our lives. So it can feel boring. It can feel mundane. We are in it day in and day out. But have you ever had a moment where you're talking about something that for you just feels like mundane, blah, like everyday life, and someone's just like so fascinated and just like so intrigued? I feel like we don't give ourselves credit enough to be fascinated with our own life, and especially give ourselves an opportunity to like really live in the now. And I'm even speaking to myself on this, because we, especially again, being the ambitious baddies and individuals that we are always looking for more. We are excited to grow. We are excited for what's next. We're excited for where we know we can get to. And I think it's important to make sure we just like slow down and take time to honor and admire who we are right now. We have experienced so many different versions of ourselves, and this is still just the beginning for a lot of us, for really all of us, I would dare to say, regardless of your age. So I think it's important that you give yourself an opportunity to really lean into who you are right now, what makes you tick, what is making you feel most alive, what is making you just, you know, light up with joy. I genuinely believe when you balance the professional and personal topics of who you are and the conversations and the elements of who you are, it creates an underwhelming business in the sense that it doesn't feel overwhelming to show up and to talk and to speak, because you are creating a brand that is rooted in who you are as an individual and who you are always going to be. So that is why I think it's very important that we take time to weave our interest into our authentic brand, because again, these things can also change, but it can add, you know, a little extra flavor, if you will, to your brand when you really identify that and you talk about it. And it just makes you human instead of just feeling as if you were just this like inaccessible creator on the other side of a screen. It helps you become a little more human. It helps you become more relatable. And again, it also gives you an opportunity to just breathe and not have to always be like in this coach or in this professional mode. You have these pockets and these topics essentially where you get to just be yourself. All right. Now, last but not least, when it comes to building an authentic brand, I think it is extremely, extremely important to lean into that intuition. Yes, we've got all eyes for this podcast, but I think it's really important to make sure you're giving yourself an opportunity to use your intuition. Now, a lot of you know, I like to mix the strategic with the spiritual, but I think it's important, again, like I said, to make sure that we are honoring that building a brand, building a business are all about a set of decisions. We have a million decisions that we can make day in and day out when it comes to our business, like whether we are or aren't going to post that, if we are or aren't going to launch an offer, if we are or aren't going to take an opportunity. We all have so many decisions that we get to make day in and day out. And I think it's really important to make sure you are taking time to listen to your intuition to do this. Now, whether you are someone who uses human design like myself and you get to really tap into your intuition, like your strategy and your authority, or you are someone who is just starting to understand more about their own spiritual gifts and capacity, and you're really wanting to start listening to yourself more and turning more inward, I believe this is the best way for you to make sure your brand is always feeling good and feeling aligned with who you are. The worst thing that could happen is for you to build a brand, a message, a business, even like this professional persona, if you will, all around old versions of yourself that you no longer resonate with, or versions of yourself you have yet to even grow into and you genuinely can't speak to, because no one ever wants to feel like a fraud. No one ever wants to fake or lie about who they are just to get places. I know there's some people that might, but those probably aren't the people listening to this podcast. I'll be real. So with that being said, I think it's important to really give yourself an opportunity to use your intuition to help you make these decisions. You are the only person that's going to have to live with the impact of your business as far as the decisions that you make, the hours that you work, the offers you run, and the way you choose to run your business, along with the way you choose to also show up in your professional career and the people you decide to network with. And again, the way the opportunities you even choose to take. So I think it's really important to give yourself an opportunity to really lean into your intuition to make sure you're always kind of doing a personal gut check with yourself on, like, is this the best thing for me? Do I genuinely want to do this? Is this something I can live by? My father used to always say something when I was younger, and this could be applied to so many different things, but he used to always say, if you're man or woman enough to do something, be man or woman enough to suffer the consequences. And like, that is something that has resonated with me so much. And I genuinely feel the same way. And I kind of communicate that with my clients in the sense of, like, if you are willing to make this decision, be willing to live with it and to kind of endure the consequences, be it positive or negative, because I feel so often we want to like make these decisions and we just kind of want to like pull back and hide and be like, okay, well, I'm like going to kind of see how it goes, instead of like fully saying, I'm going to do this with my whole chest and I'm going to embrace and see what happens and what results come from this. We like shy away from it. And I'm not trying to call y'all out. I'm even calling myself out in this. My girlfriend even called me out on this the other day. And I think it's really important that like we lean into our intuition. And if like it doesn't feel good, don't do it. But there are a million ways to be successful. There are a million ways to launch an offer. There's a million ways to run a business. So it is about you deciding with your intuition what is going to be the best way, what you are going to decide to do. It does not have to be something that anyone else has done or anyone else is doing. You can decide to create something new, especially if it works for yourself. At the end of the day, I think it's most important that we always do things that align with our lifestyle, our capacity, our goals, and especially how our brains work. So I think this is where we also really get to give ourselves an opportunity and like be real, like be fucking real with yourself. If you're someone that's really trying to ramp up how much you're posting on your social media accounts because maybe you're getting ready to launch an offer, or maybe you are just wanting to share an upcoming event that's coming, or even just putting yourself out there for the first time with your new branding, I think it's important that you don't try to be unrealistic and say, I'm going to post 5 times a day on 3 platforms, even though I've never done that before and I'm just getting started. Be real with yourself. Commit to maybe 3 times a week and then bump it up from there and then bump it up from there. I think it's really important that we remember with any decision we make, we can always choose to make another decision that is either with, you know, kind of like in support of the decisions we've already made or in complete opposition. This is all about a set of decisions. You get to choose what those decisions are. You get to choose when those decisions are no longer working for you. And you also get to choose when those decisions need to become like tenfold and you need to really crank it up. So again, at the end of the day, I really want to encourage you to give yourself the opportunity to use your intuition in building your authentic brand, because your brand goes beyond colors and messaging. It goes into how you network, the communities that you communicate with. It even goes as deep as the types of offers that you're growing and maybe even where and how you will be seen. So give yourself an opportunity, again, as we review, to really, really, really lean into the genuine intention you have behind building and growing your brand, the interest that you have of things that just genuinely make you tick as a human being. And last but not least, use your intuition. Like I said, whether you are someone who has your own spiritual rituals and practices and you're very, very in tune with your intuition, or you're a baby and you're just getting started with this, trust yourself to make the right decisions and trust yourself to know when the wrong decisions are no longer working for you and it's time to adjust. I genuinely hope this episode resonated with you, and I will chat with you in the next one.
you experienced an aha moment in today's episode, please feel free to take a screenshot and share on social media and tag me at fairybrandmother_ on TikTok and Instagram. And if this was something that supported you today, please take the time to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, as it lets me know what topics resonate the most with our community, and it also gives me insight on how I can support you best. Until next time, chat soon.